Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our high nearing 71. North winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 42. Staying sunny throughout Saturday with our high of 74 and clear skies and 47 throughout Saturday night. Warmer throughout Sunday, sunshine with a high of 80 and clear with a low of 50 Sunday night. Sunny and 81 on Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 57 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. LGBTQ activists across the state of Kansas say they have partnered with other activists of the same mindset in the states of Kansas, Montana, Tennessee, and North Dakota, as they say they're pushing back against conservative policies that were passed in all these states, including Kansas, that would quote-unquote erase the LGBTQ community from public society.
Bills like this will force my trans male friends to use a women's locker room, a women's bathroom. But this, I think, moreover, is the theme that the government is trying to shrink itself small enough to fit into our bedrooms, our bathrooms, the sports fields, and doctor's offices.
That audio from Cake News. The law in the state of Kansas does ban individuals born without the ability to produce eggs for reproduction from using women's gender-specific areas, including prison facilities, domestic violence shelters, rape crisis centers, locker rooms, restrooms, and other areas where biology, safety, and privacy are implicated. Mid-America Network News.
Today's the month for electrifying deals at Midwest Kia. The long-awaited return of rebates is here, so take advantage of factory incentives on 8 different all-new Kia models with as much as $7,500 in lease cash or special 2.99% APR for 66 months. That's right, electrify your ride with up to $7,500 in lease cash on 2023 EV6 or purchase with a special APR of 2.99% for 66 months. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Searching for a quality pre-owned vehicle? At Midwest Kia, we have doubled our inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles and are proud to be the only local dealer that can offer Kia manufacturer certification, giving you the peace of mind you deserve. Drive away with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty on every new and certified pre-owned Kia today. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Bonus for well-qualified lessees. Limited powertrain warranty valid May 2nd to June 1st.
The latest nationwide study shows that drivers across the state of Kansas aren't the best drivers compared to others nationwide. As Cake News reports, the latest study coming from Forbes Advisor shows that Kansas drivers are ranked third worst in the nation, with the second highest number of fatal car accidents involving a distracted driver and the third highest number of fatal car accidents involving a driver who disobeyed traffic signs, traffic signals, or traffic officers. The study also looks at drowsy driving, which Kansas ranks the fourth worst nationwide, also ranking fifth for fatal car accidents involving drivers who are going the wrong way on a one-way street. According to the report, in 2021, more than 39,500 fatal car accidents happened across the country, which was a 10% increase from the year of 2020. In other news, police in Coffeyville, Kansas have arrested two individuals after they seized more than 70 animals living in what the sheriff called, quote, deplorable conditions. Cake News reports that according to the Kansas Department of Agriculture, they found many of the animals on the property that were malnourished and housed in disturbing conditions.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you, Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ending of the COVID-19 pandemic and the emergency declaration at the statewide and nationwide levels, the Department of Health and Human Services has announced that the Nebraska Medicaid system will be holding their virtual meetings online to help provide and answer any questions for individuals after the eligibility changes. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that due to the COVID-19 pandemic, individuals were enrolled automatically without any prerequisites because of the pandemic. However, those prerequisites have changed to now provide full redeterminations of member eligibility that began back on March 1st, as they say they plan to take roughly 12 months to review all members' eligibility. According to the Office for Nebraska's Medicaid, the meeting meetings will take place every Monday between noon and 1 p.m. And if you cannot make the meeting live with the virtual meeting, you can see previous meetings online on the website at dhhs.ne.gov. They're also reminding individuals to apply for the program to make sure to update your address, income, or resources, along with household, marriage, divorce, pregnancy, or new child information.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A lawsuit has been filed against the city of Marysville in federal district court in Kansas City by former police chief Todd Ackerman, claiming discrimination on the basis of age and disability after he was fired by the city in September 2021. Seeking full restitution of his job with back pay and benefits, as well as damages, Ackerman had worked for the city for over 20 years from April 1999 until his dismissal. The reason for termination was not released to the public. No comment was released after multiple executive sessions of city council regarding the matter. Ackerman indicated that he was fired without explanation. The city has not commented on the matter. Vermilion citywide garage sales are this weekend, most opening Saturday at 8 a.m. Friends of the Vermilion will host a biscuit and gravy breakfast Saturday 7 to 10 at the community center. Nebraska Game and Parks Commission will offer a free fishing and park entry day this Saturday, designated to encourage more people to get out and experience state parks and recreation areas. The annual event offers entry to facilities with no entry permits required. A livestock show will be Saturday at the Washington County Fairgrounds and will feature various breeds of swine, sheep, goats, and beef. Cash payouts and prizes will be awarded. The Waco Wabash was founded in 2021 and is now organized by the Farmington 4-H Club. Each year, over 100 youth and their families participate in the show. A program on a May 1896 tornado that struck northeast Kansas is planned this Saturday evening in Seneca. Bruce Jones, former meteorologist with KSNT in Topeka, will present the program on the May 17, 1896 tornado, a two-mile-wide F5 that ravaged parts of Washington, Marshall, Nemaha, and Brown counties. Public is welcome to the presentation Saturday evening at 7 at the Nemaha County Community Building in Seneca. Marysville Rotary Club hosted a mixer with community members Wednesday evening, recognizing a century of service. Notable guests included the district governor, who noted that among 42 active Rotary chapters in northeast Kansas, only 8 have reached such a mark. Local President Austin St. John will talk more about the organization this Saturday on our public affairs program airing on KNDY at 7:10.
From her perspective of our northeast district, out of the 40-some clubs in the district, only 8 have reached this milestone. So I think it's a great accomplishment, and it's for our organization to last that long is a testament to the local participants, the local members that keep this club going. Some of the things we like to do are in the community, and maybe not have a monument next to them where you can see them. Some of our member favorites include caroling at the nursing homes. We've had a program called Junior Achievement where we go into the elementary school and junior high and teach kids about financial literacy. It's just different aspects. And I've done that before where I've talked about taxes and stuff like that. So it's some things that you don't see out in the real world as far as, oh, that's what Rotary does. But it's effective in helping people. we raise funds for scholarships. We give out 2 scholarships a year to high school students for post-secondary education. And then one of our main events used to be Toys for Tots, where we raised money and collected toys, gave out to underprivileged families, as well as other supplies and books. We transferred that into raising funds for the Blue Valley Giving Tree.
Bill Barrington Jr., age 76, of Blue Rapids, passed away May 6th. A memorial service is planned Saturday, May 20th, 11 a.m., on the Circle Square in Blue Rapids, in case of inclement weather, service to Blue Rapids Gymnasium. Private interment will follow, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Bill Barrington, Jr. Beverly J. Vitage, age 89, of Beatrice, formerly of the Odell area, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 2 p.m. at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Interment will follow in the Odell Czech Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 8, at the Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Beverly Vitosh. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, meatloaf with baby bakers, California blend, and apricots. Monday's menu, Polish sausage, potato wedges, sliced carrots and kraut, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
May is Maytag Month at your hometown Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Large capacity Maytag washers and dryers are marked $5.88 each. And now buy 3 appliances and receive an additional $200 gift card free from Maytag. Brand Source Appliance also has large selections of in-stock appliances from Bosch, LG, Samsung, and Whirlpool. And always free shipping to your door within 100 miles on all purchases $2.99 and up. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some rain showers early on today, then partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. North winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid 70s. And staying clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Warming up as we head into Sunday, more sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s. And partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower 50s. Staying warmer as we head into early next week, sunshine on Monday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Staying clear throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Still sunny by Tuesday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then a chance for some showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-May, 77, record high on this date, 98. The average low, 55, and the record low, 32. Sunset this evening, 8:37. Sunrise in the morning at 6:11. Wind shifting overnight to the north on that cold front, and it's 59 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 19th of May. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
With text order options, competitive daily pricing, and no rat requirements, Kramer Oil has everything to make your next propane or fuel order a breeze. This is Chad Kramer. Our goal at Kramer Oil is to deliver dependable, reliable products to your home or business at the best value and with the best customer service around. Visit us online at KramerOil.com and see how we can serve you. The Kramer family, proudly serving your family since 1976.
In this area, storms are inevitable. If one of these recent storms has caused damage to your roof, the call you need to make is to Lozano Construction and Roofing in Seneca. Serving North Central and Northeast Kansas, call 785-336-1583. Offering free estimates and the highest quality work, call Lozano Construction and Roofing today. Mother Nature moves quickly. Respond quicker by calling 785-336-1583 for all of your storm damage needs. That's Lozano Construction and Roofing in Seneca.
A marathon of an opener in the Stanley Cup Eastern Finals. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Florida Panthers draw first blood in the Stanley Cup Eastern Finals, taking Game 1 3-2 over the host Carolina Hurricanes with 13 seconds left in the fourth overtime. Nearly seven periods of hockey, two and a third games worth. Matt Tkachuk scoring the winner.
Sam Bennett keeps it in out front. Tkachuk, a shot. He scores! He scores! Matthew Tkachuk, the overtime winner! The Panthers take Game 1!
The call on WQAM, 3-2 the final in Raleigh. It was the sixth longest game in Stanley Cup history. And for Tkachuk, it was a top goal of his career.
Probably my favorite one so far in my life. Yeah, big to not let it go to five overtimes there.
Game 2 tomorrow. Tonight, the Dallas Stars and Las Vegas Golden Knights tangle in Las Vegas in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals, 8:30 Eastern on ESPN. NBA playoffs, the Nuggets take care of business at home, winning Game 2 of the Western Conference Final with the Lakers. Nuggets guard Jamal Murray struggled through three quarters. He couldn't miss in the fourth.
Nikola Jokic offering another triple-double. Hands it off to Murray, who can't miss in the fourth quarter. Another three.
The call on Altitude Sports Radio. Murray had 23 points in the fourth quarter, finishing with 37 for the night. Nikola Jokic logged his seventh triple-double of the playoffs and fourth straight. 108-103 Denver the final. Murray on getting hot when it mattered most.
You know, for those who have seen me play before, I normally like to, you know, off a shooting half like that, I normally like to reset, you know, just kind of come back down, you know, reset my mind, quick little meditation in my head, and just come back out focused.
The series now shifts to Los Angeles for Game 3 Saturday night. The Nuggets are just two wins away from making their first ever appearance in the NBA Finals. Baseball, the Cardinals had a home run derby at Busch Stadium hosting the Dodgers. 16-8 cards the final. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's going to kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I want to check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. If it's Friday, it's time for the Steckline Report.
Well, friends, disappointment, frustration, disbelief. It all shook the U.S. pork industry on May the 11th when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled, listen to this, to uphold California's Proposition 12. I've talked about it here on my report several times, how ridiculous this situation was. A group of California people voted to tell the people in Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, where they're raising pigs, how they should raise. That's what it amounts to. Well, it's an unbelievable situation. Nobody thought for a minute that the Supreme Court would go in for this deal, and they didn't all. The vote was 5-4. That's a long ways from being unanimous. And the comments by some of those folks on the Supreme Court may allow something else to come forward and maybe put a qualm to this deal. I don't know. But there isn't any doubt about the earth-shaking event here that could really make things tough for farmers, especially livestock people, because we have a lot of these companies or groups that are out to try to tell people how to raise cattle, how to raise sheep, how to raise hogs, chickens. Yeah, you bet. This deal right here will end up costing the California boys that go to the grocery store to buy bacon, pork chops, and all that. It's going to cost them, because if anybody adheres to the rules that they've set out. Basically, if they want bigger pens for the sows and they want somewhat bigger pens for the small pigs. And this is what the Proposition 12 is all about. And I got to tell you, I am very, very nervous about them telling me how many cattle I can put on my 500 acres of grass. We'll give more updates as this goes along, but I think right now we've got ourselves a problem. See you on the next Techline Report.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 50.
Kansas 4-H is celebrating 100 years of Discovery Days this summer. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Donna Ratliff, Kansas 4-H Program Coordinator, gives insight on an amazing summer program for youth.
This is what we call kind of our college and career readiness event. So we're bringing high school-aged youth to campus here just to kind of get their feet wet. They can test things and see what future avenues are open for them. So these are 13 to 18-year-old youth that are welcome to campus here. They will be coming to Kansas State University. We stay in the dorms. We have passes to eat in the cafeterias there on campus. And so they get to learn a little bit of their independence and get the feel for that as well. But it's all in a great atmosphere because we have sessions going on during the days and fun events in the evenings. So we have always run into other high school activities going on at that same time, including FFA's state conference as well. And so we have moved ours back to June 7th through the 9th this year. And so it shouldn't fall at a time when they may have other commitments already, but this will give them a chance to be able to do all the kind of activities they want to.
Ratliff explains the session schedule and gives some examples of sessions that the youth can attend.
That Wednesday, we have sessions that are called Spark Sessions. So those are one-hour sessions, and they just get to kind of go in and learn brief information about different areas. So it could be something from meat judging or YQCA certification. And then the next day, we have a little more extensive sessions. So those are half-day sessions, and the youth get to go into these sessions, and these are a little more deep dive so that they kind of narrow down what they're looking at. And, you know, this could be something as exciting as learning to fly drones. We have trips to Manhattan Votech. If Votech is maybe a calling that they're interested in, they can go learn a little bit about what Manhattan Votech offers. We just have all sorts of things. And of course, here being on K-State campus, we have lots of ag-related fields. So you could learn what the flour milling center is like. You could learn about feeding or animal reproduction. There's just so many offerings.
She continues by describing a new element that has been added to the program this year and where listeners can register for the event.
So Emerald Circle is where our Kansas 4-H Foundation is celebrating our state project award recipients. And so they will be highlighted on an evening event, and then we have entertainment that night afterwards. But it's a great option for these high school youth to come in and see. Maybe this is something they haven't tried before, but the state project award winners are being highlighted, and they can see what, moving forward, they might want to try. So check out with your local extension offices as well, but you can always go to our kansas4h.org website, and it'll be on listed under the new events. And it is $210 for youth to attend, and it's June 7th through the 9th.
That's Kansas 4-H Program Coordinator Donna Ratliff with insight on an amazing summer program for youth. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Life may not be a bowl of cherries, but a bowl of cherries might improve yours. It's an in-season fruit report today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 19th, the 139th day of the year. Musician Pete Townsend has a birthday, and on this day in 1974, Erno Rubik invented the world's best-selling toy, Rubik's Cube. These days, we can get almost any fresh fruit year-round at the supermarket. There is a noticeable exception, though, cherries. They're highly perishable and only available for a short time each year. Over the next few weeks, sweet Bing cherries will be arriving from the Pacific coast, followed by Rainiers or sweet white cherries. Scoop some up while they're in season. Cherries are filled with antioxidants as well as melatonin that helps regulate sleep patterns. And here's a clever trick for pitting them. At the stem's end, push a plastic straw through the center. The pit should pop right out. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Wind shift to the north overnight with a cold front. We had just a sprinkle or two here at studios in Marysville last evening. 55 degrees now this hour. And highs around 70 for your Friday.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's Feeding Minds Press released its latest book, Connecting Children to What Life is Like on the Farm. Foundation Education Outreach Director Julia Retko says the book features a heartwarming and true-to-life tale.
The new book is called Barn at Night, and it is by author Michelle Hout. And Barn at Night features a father and daughter as they work in the pre-dawn hours in their barn to feed and care for their animals, and is illustrated with wonderful watercolors from the very talented illustrator Jen Benton.
They say that the book helps build awareness of agriculture through education. As they say, over the years, children have been less exposed to agricultural industries and environments as growing up more in the cities. The book is available wherever books are sold, and you can learn more online at feedingupmindspress.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
KNDY.
Strictly out of curiosity, what would happen if you got with me? Kissing you would hit the spot with me. Come on, skip a couple rocks with me. Give me any of your heart tonight. Ain't no reason that we need to be apart tonight. I got something we can start tonight. Looking at you, girl, it's hard to find. Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you in your snapback. T-shirt, your favorite rock band. Checking your makeup in my Ray-Bans. Breaking hearts like only you can in your snapback. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. In your snapback. Come on, baby, shoot a smile at me. Midnight selfie on a balcony. A little something from my lock screen. You're burning a hole in my pocket. We got the beat, let's drop it. Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you in your snapback. Tattoos cut off some Converse, singing along. fixed on you in your snapback. T-shirt in your favorite rock band, checking your makeup in my Ray-Ban, breaking hearts like only you can in your snapback.
Outside, it's like God let me dial up the weather. Got the whole crew here, I ain't seen some of them in forever. It's one of those never forget it better.